Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Namane. I offer my respectful obeisances unto His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is very dear to Lord Krishna, having taken shelter at His lotus feet. Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances to Shri Varshabhanavi Devi Daita Das, who is favored by Srimati Radharani and who is the ocean of transcendental mercy and the deliverer of the science of Krishna. Madhudyojvala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gora Karana Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, who is the personified energy of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He delivers devotional service enriched with conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, coming exactly in the line of revelation of Srila Rupa Goswami. Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarane Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharane. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is the personified teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the deliverer of the fallen souls, and He does not tolerate any statement which is against the teachings of devotional service as enunciated by Srila Rupa Goswami. Teachings of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. We are put to test and trial in this world, and only those who attend the kirtan of the devotees can succeed. Every spot on earth where discourses on God are held is a place of pilgrimage. Possession of objects not related to Krishna is our main malady. Let me not desire anything but the highest good for the worst of my enemies. As dalliance with the body in luxury increases, so wanes the spirit of service to the Lord. And those favored by God find their path set by thorns. There is no peace or happiness in our worldly life. It is circumstances alone which create turmoil and annoyance. Chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with attachment, for this will drive away inertia, worldly evils, and pests. You should be indifferent to the gossips of the bazaar. Stick firmly to your cherished goals, and in this way, no lack or impediments of this world will ever stand in your way. You can pay due respects to the extroverts of this world, but do not be appreciative of their manners and conduct, for they are to be shaken off from your mind. A devotee feels the presence of God everywhere, but the non-devotee denies the existence of God anywhere. You cannot appreciate transcendental matters with the reasoning of this material world. Thus, it is sheer nonsense to decry them with the measuring stick of your defective intellect. To recite the name of Sri Krishna is bhakti. To recite the name of Sri Krishna is bhakti. To recite the name of Sri Krishna is bhakti. Life is but for the glorification of topics on Lord Hari. If that is stopped, then what need is there to carry on with your life? Physical illness along with Hari Bhajan is preferred to physical fitness without Hari Bhajan. Our span of life on earth is short. Our life will be crowned with success only if the body wears out with constant discourses on Lord Hari. We are not put here on earth to work as artisans for making big buildings with wood and stone, but to work only as messengers for the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Dev. A sycophant is neither a guru or a preacher. To transform the adverse desires of the living entities is the supreme duty of the Most Merciful. To rescue one person from the stronghold of Mahamaya is an act of superb benevolence. It is far superior to opening innumerable hospitals. Unless we are devoted to God, secularism will never leave us. In this world of Maya, which is adverse to the Lord and full of trials and tribulations, only by patience, humility, and respect for others shall be our friends for Hari Bhajan. Lord Gaurasundara puts his devotees into various difficulties and associations just to test their patience and strength of mind. One's success depends on one's good fortune. And when faults in others misguide and delude you, have patience, introspect, and find faults in your own self. You should know that others cannot harm you unless you harm yourself. I wish that every selfless, tender-hearted person of this Gaudiya Math will be prepared to shed 200 gallons of blood for the nourishment of the spiritual corpus of every individual in this material world. I have most probably given many people troubles in the mind. Some of them might have thought about me that I am their enemy because I was obliged to speak the plain truth for the service and devotion towards the Absolute Godhead. I have given them all those troubles only for the reason that they may turn their face towards the personality of Godhead without any desire for gain and with unalloyed devotion. I do hope someday or other that they may understand me rightly. I advise all to preach the teachings of Rupa Raghunath with all energy and resources. Our ultimate goal shall be to become the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath Goswamis. You should all work conjointly under the guidance of your spiritual master with a view to serve the absolute knowledge, the personality of Godhead. You should live somehow or other without any quarrel in this mortal world, only for the service of Godhead. Do not give up the service of Godhead in spite of all dangers and all discomforts. Do not be disappointed, for most people in this world do not serve the personality of Godhead. Do not give up your own service, which is your everything and all. Neither reject the process of hearing and chanting the transcendental holy name of Godhead. And you shall always chant the transcendental name of Godhead with patience and forbearance like a tree and humbleness like a straw. We wish that this mass of our body of flesh and blood may be sacrificed at the altar of preaching the Sankirtan movement, which was propagated by Lord Chaitanya. We are not desirous of becoming a hero of work or a performer of religion, but our reality may be identified with the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Raghunath, for that is our everything. The flow of transcendental tide of the attraction of devotion will never be blocked, and you, with all your energy, shall devote yourself for fulfilling the desire of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There are many amongst you who are well qualified and able workers. We have no other desire whatsoever. There are certainly many difficulties while we are in this mortal world, but it is not our business simply to be overwhelmed with those difficulties or to try to overcome them only. We must know that even during the duration of our present life, as to what we shall gain after overcoming all those difficulties of life, and what shall be the mode of our permanent existence, we must make an adjustment of all things that evoke our love and hatred, and for those things that we want and even what we do not want. Attachment and detachment of this mortal world will engage us more and more as we become farther and farthest from the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. When we are able to transcend the position of attachments and detachments of this mortal world, and when we can become attracted to the holy name of Godhead. It is then only that we can understand the import of the transcendental service of Sri Krishna, the personality of God. At the first instance, the subject, Krishna, is startling and perplexing to us. Everyone who's called by the name man is more or less struggling, knowingly or unknowingly, to eliminate those invading elements that are baffling our conception of eternal need. It is our only duty to enter into the kingdom of the eternal need. We shall have no love or hatred for anyone in this world. All arrangements of this world are but temporary. There is therefore unavoidable necessity for the ultimate need of everyone in this world. You should attain the transcendental loving service of the objective, being situated in concerted action for that one aim. And let there be a constant flow of ideas and thoughts as conceived by Rupa Goswami and his followers as well. We shall not at any time show our slightest dejection for the seven-tongued Sankirtan movement. If we have undaunted faith in it, we shall then only achieve all perfections. Therefore, you should all preach with fearlessness and with utmost energy the message of Rupa and Raghunath under the guidance of the followers of Sri Rupa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.